That's what WebMD is.
Doctors are bullshit.
That's what WebMD is for.
Oh my God. Never go to WebMD. Everything
is cancer.
Everything's cancer and everything's chlamydia.
That's one thing I'll agree.
Chris, I think you told a little bit too much about yourself. You're like, everything's cancer, everything's chlamydia. And I was like, I don't think everything's chlamydia.
I think the symptoms you're putting in might be.
You might want to get that checked out.
It's a rough life over here for me. All right, sometimes, guys.
For Eric and I, it is rough being a millennial. Mm-hmm. If we are on our phones too much, we're called a Gen Z.
Right. That,
like, you have to explain books. Okay, books are pieces of paper.
It's bound together with words in between.
But we are called millennials if we can't keep up with the latest TikTok.
At least I can handle a Paloma.
Sell us on which one it is better to be, a Gen Z or millennial.
Wrecked
people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people.
Boom chakalaka.
All right.
Boom chakalaka. We're here. We're queer, and we're ready to get weird.
I'm feeling nervous.
What are you doing?
I don't know where that
what
came
the
from.
Fuck? Also, she looks gorgeous right now. She looks literally like a celebrity.
No one lying and look at me.
For those of you who are watching the podcast right now, she looks fucking awesome and you can tell.
Welcome to Get
Good Fucking Wrecked.
Get wrecked. Get.
I'm Eric.
I'm Coco. This is the game show. This is the game show podcast where we have.
What is this accent? Where were you headed?
Like transatlantic British with a little bit of Nordic. This is the game show podcast where we hurt our own feelings and embarrass our guests to answer your most savage questions.
Yeah, we make our lives worse so that
yours can get a little better. I got my hair cut.
Yes.
I did get my hair cut because I finally got a curly cut because I was finally able to go get my hair done in pandemic life. Yeah. And this man, bless him, of course, his name's literally Sergio. Sergio Delgado.
Sergio.
Look at this man.
Sergio,
he is God's gift. He's the only person that I will ever trust with my hair ever. And he got in there. He cleansed me up. He did the whole thing. And then
yes,
once
he did,
got to the styling part, I know. And like put all like layered in products. So my hair was fucking like the curls were popping. And then I was like, I want a little shape. And he said, Courtney, you don't want a shape. You just want length. And I was like, Sergio, don't tell me what to do. He started shaping me up a little bit here and there. He was getting it, but not too much. And then it got to the front of my head, right?
Yeah.
And I said, Sergio, give me that bag.
Give me that bag.
He said,
that's not bag.
He absolutely said,
not that bag.
He fully looked me dead in my eye and said, no, because you're not going to like it.
He said, no.
No. He just said, no.
So you work for me.
I was like, just cut.
Courtney, you work for me.
I said,
no.
So I was like, just cut two singular curls on both sides. So he did. And I've been looking at it. And I just wanted to see how long they were. So I straightened them out. And like, look at this little, it's just a little subtle bang.
It's so funny because you're like one of the only people I've ever met in the 21st century that can actually pull off a middle part very successfully. Like the way you see it in magazines, like what people want their middle parts to look like. You're like one of the only people who are actually able to do that. Because everyone else looks like a rat. Like they all look like rats.
Can I give you the honest opinion as to why it works?
Yeah.
It's because I have a big forehead. I don't know if I've actually never said out that. It's like a genuine insecurity for me that I've never said that out loud. Look at my, it's not that big. It's the fact that like it's long. It's like, why is the rest of my face down?
The funniest thing is like you do not have a big forehead. Like objectively, your forehead is kind of small. Like it's kind of smaller than it should be.
I have a big forehead.
Like, it really should be bigger.
New insecurity unlocked. Is it small as big? Pause.
Oh, true.
Please
that.
Go
before.
Follow us. Subscribe to us on whatever podcast app that you are listening
Very
to.
Real.
Are you team Spotify? Mm-hmm. Are you team Apple Music? Mm-hmm. Are you team app that I ain't never heard of and I'm not even going to listen or use? Get
whichever
team,
one it
us
fucking
on that
is.
Shit, baby. Yeah. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. We do not care. Mm-hmm. Follow, subscribe now. And
go.
Also, as we will say at the end, follow us on Instagram. So you can DM right. us or comment on our post
Add
to
your
give
confession.
Us those confessions.
Add your confession to our confessions, to these people's confessions.
Embarrass yourself.
Do you want to start?
I do, actually. Mm. When I was in middle school, my boyfriend broke up with me and I turned one of my Ken dolls into a voodoo doll. I just found
it. Why did that send me
found
to
it.
Mars?
I just found it, and I feel like for his sake, I shouldn't throw it.
Y'all
away.
Are crazy.
I just want to ask, did this send you because you've done
no,
it?
No, bitch. I sent me because y'all are psycho cuckoo bananas. The things you think of. Oh my God, the lies you tell, girl. I swear to God, that is the craziest fucking thing. Yeah, literally, like the fact that people are out here going to these extremes, literally taking full-ass Ken dolls and doing rituals because he got dumped. Rituals! African rituals!
Maybe this is the time to admit the fact that I absolutely... did this.
Wait, is this a normal thing?
And I did
thing?
It to more than one person.
Is this a normal thing?
I didn't know what I was doing.
Bitch,
I was 11.
That's
I saw
like
it on
saying,
TV
no,
show.
this is some shit. This is how Ouija boards happen. You're like, I saw this Ouija board. I didn't know what I was doing. I just summoned Satan and Mephistopheles.
I should catch up to my childhood crushes who rejected me. And just see how
they're paralyzed.
Like they definitely have a permanently broken arm. Like it's they can't lift it above.
Literally,
their head
they're all deformed. Like, they were
owe
on the
you
news.
Payments.
Freak
I
accident hits ex boyfriend of one Farmington Hills bitch.
Yep. Here's the thing though. Mm-hmm. If it's me. I don't think you should throw it away because there's actually some witch out there who will find it, won't know that you already put a spell on it, and then they're going to like do something and that person will actually
yeah,
break
at this
up
point, now it's
arm,
your fault.
And you'll never
now,
know.
Now this is your responsibility.
You have to hold on to that for
life. You have to
put it in the attic.
You opened Pandora's literal demonic box and now it's your job to protect this man. You fucking played yourself, okay? Now you can never leave him.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, my first one is, speaking of regrets, this person says, I have never gotten an STD test. I'm too scared to find out. Cue the Law and Order music.
I am so mad. This is exactly why. This is exactly why it's so common to get an STD.
Yeah.
The amount of STDs that are not even picked up on a regular screening unless requested.
Right.
And then is so easily stuck in a vagina, which makes it so those STDs make it so it's easier to grab other STDs. And I just don't understand why this shit is so stigmatized. But because it is, listen up, you fucking little slut. This is also your fault. Fuck you. Please continue to watch our show. I am mad at you, though.
Yeah, please stay tuned because we do want to make you laugh, but also you're dirty. You're dirty. You're a fucking dirty bitch, okay?
Next one, baby. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, my friend invited me over. I brought over some weed brownies. We left them on the counter and her dad. Mm. We had to take him to the hospital because we didn't know what was going on. He didn't know what was going on. But I found out on the way to the hospital that he was actually one of my professors in school. Ooh. Needless to say, when he found out he ate one of my weed brownies, I did not get a great grade in his
Okay. Place. Okay, bitch. First of fucking all.
I've actually heard this story before, which is, it's a longer story.
This is, there's a lot of layers to this. There's a lot of layers to this. First of all, what a pussy. Had to go to the hospital because he ate a weed brownie?
The professor? Yeah. Okay, but could you imagine being so high and not knowing that you were high?
No, he's a pussy. He's a pussy.
You would feel like you were having a seizure.
Has he never, ever, 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 ever been high before in his life?
Man.
Like, that's what I mean.
I mean, and he also did eat a brownie.
He ate a brownie.
So I feel like you can
A plus B equals C, okay? One plus one equals two.
So, no offense, but if you ever just eat somebody else's food on a counter and it's not in a place that's meant for you... Like, if it's in a place meant for you, you know what I mean? Like, if they put a sign on it, like, these are Commuter brownies.
You do this to yourself.
And, like, that's
And then
fucked.
Point, yeah.
But, like, nobody invited nobody you asked to those you. Brownies, baby.
Nobody girl. Asked you to partake. And then point number fucking two, call the FBI on this professor for flunking you or not giving you a good grade because his dumbass fucked his own life up. That's nothing to fucking do with you.
Or did you actually just do bad in school, but now you're able to use this excuse for the rest of time and just blame the professor? Even
maybe don't call the FBI because they will find out the truth.
Yeah, check yourself
They will
first.
Find out whatever the truth is. They will know about it. So
just ride the wave of like the story for the future is going to be more important than the actual factual.
Yeah, that's very real. Also, that's a cool friend you have stories with for the rest of your life. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for this one.
I'm ready for this one.
Because Eric and I have, oddly enough, been talking about doing an episode like this since we started last year.
Bitch, we can't ignore the fact that our first time ever getting on a mic, our test episode, it was a disaster. Eventually, we'll release it on Patreon or something so people could hear how much of a disaster it was. But it was so this type of episode. I'm so excited to do it. Courtney, take it away.
For Eric and I, it is rough being a Zillennial. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that was a thing until it started complicating my life. AKA, if we are on our phones too much, we're called the Gen Z, but we are called Millennials if we can't keep up with the latest TikTok. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've already had an episode about Gen Z things before. Like, it's a thing that is constantly present in our minds. We lack a full identity and a party to claim.
Yeah.
So we are here today to decide if being a Gen Z or a Millennial is better.
Yeah.
And we are going to play a fun little game of old fashion debating to figure it
out. Classic. Classic debate. Classic debate club, debate. Bitch. Who was in it in high school? I know you all you fucking nerds, podcast nerds, did debate club.
No, exactly.
It's the only people who are listening to this so fucking podcast right now instead of twerking somewhere are people who did fucking debate. So we know you're going to eat this shit up. No, but I'm very pumped. I love debating. And also, this is going to get us one step closer to figuring out which side we should take because...
Or it's going to make it worse.
Or it's going to make it more confusing. We'll see what the fuck happens by the end. Are you ready?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Bye.
I'm ready. Are we
ready? Yes. We have brought our folks in.
We have four beautiful faces in front of us.
Scrum diddly umptious.
I just want to say I'm having a very big mind fuck right now because I forgot that Eric told me that two of our guests are people who are now attending the university that we are at. And our other two guests are about 5 years older than us. So we're sitting in front of people who are actually 10 years apart, which doesn't seem like
apart.
A thing.
Yeah. People who make us feel really, really old and really young at the same time.
Like if I said the words in front of the 30-year-olds, that we were, that we felt old, they'd be like, well, fuck yourself, as they just did about
it. In front of the 30-year-old, the way you said it felt like an assault.
My God, like it was a slur. Like, Jesus.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the other two and I'm like, I'm going to come back and visit my university next month. I don't think I can go to the bar with you. Can you legally drink?
Can you go and drink?
Like, can you...
I feel fucking wrinkly in your presence.
So, you guys, basically, Eric and I are fucking sick of being millennials. Like, regardless of how old you guys or young you guys will be in your lives, you will always know that you are a Gen Z or a millennial. And we're just stuck with being Zillennials. No matter, we could be 90 years old and the debate will continue. So
Who am I?
Today, yeah. We are going to have you guys sell us on which one it is better to be, a Gen Z or millennial. And then we will decide based on your arguments, what is better.
Before we give you guys the breakdown of the rules, we are going to let you guys introduce yourselves. We're going to do one team at a time. And let's see, maybe say your name, where you're from. And like for the millennials, the most millennial thing that you've done or that has happened to you in the last month. And the same for the Gen Z, the most Gen Z thing that you've done or has happened to you in the last month.
Go for it, CJ.
Why do I have to go? Okay, I'm Siege. I am 33. I am a millennial.
Yikes.
That's again.
Youth. Goddamn youth.
But like, it's fine. I live in LA. And the most millennial thing I've done in the last, I don't know, 24 hours, a night cream, I would say.
Oh, what night cream do you use? I should get one.
Exactly.
Actually.
Like, I'll send it to you. It's from my company. Okay. But they're like, yeah, no, honestly,
you have a company because I need say, them now. I'm trying to get
that. That is a very millennial thing.
Sorry.
Have.
So it's like a company. I don't own it. Don't get that wrong. I'm a millennial. I own nothing. Yeah, exactly. I work high up and exploit it at a very nice price. So that is another millennial thing.
Yeah, I would say all of this just screaming.
Having a real job. That's
millennial.
Call her W2.
You heard that, Jack and Lennon? What you know about that? That's some grown folks business.
I don't gotta pay taxes.
I'm Chris. I just turned 32. And as we're doing this call, like, I've never been more aware of my wrinkles as I look and see like these beautiful faces around me, and it's deeply, deeply upsetting. And let's see, the most millennial thing that I've done. I mean, I don't know if this is a sign of being millennial or just like the fact that I'm inherently kind of an old man, but like literally I was drinking a glass of Metamucil before we got on the call.
Millennial.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I can't take it at night because then like the allergy medicine I take in the evening before I go to bed. Right? Like the Metamucil.
You don't know the truth of this sentence.
Right? Yeah. The Metamucil like means that it won't like process as properly. So like when I'm taking like my allergy medicine, my stomach medicine,
when
my
you
melatonin.
You start scheduling your medications so they don't counteract each other. Yeah, no, that's
exactly. I have to drink it in the middle
You've
of the
reached
day.
It.
Can you share for those who don't know what Metamucil is?
Oh, it's like, it's just, it helps with your stomach. You know, it keeps things nice and regular.
Right, oh God, you need help with that.
Around 25, your stomach just stops working. And you need consistent assistance.
I promise you, like, it was help. Like the day I turned 25, like a switch flipped and my body was like, and that's enough of that.
No more. Enough digestion. I mean, no more digestion for me.
Gen Z's.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
He comes in with the Cardi B song out like.
So that's the most Gen Z thing I've ever done. And that's my introduction. Thank you guys for the great podcast.
All right.
Sounds Jack, like I will be going first. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jack Weaver. I'm currently living in Ann Arbor, going to the University of Michigan, but I'm from Austin, Texas. Not to flex. Woo woo. And the most Gen Z thing I've done recently was probably, I don't know how many of y'all are on TikTok, if that doesn't start off my Gen Z comment well.
That's all we needed.
But I recently made it a goal of mine as I'm starting my new school year to every time when I'm on TikTok too long and the guy pops up saying like, hey, you've been watching for too long, please get off of TikTok. I've made it a goal that I will actually turn off my phone.
I use a TikTok. I didn't realize that you could be on TikTok long enough.
Well,
for
that's
a man.
For that's a man. That's the point. Problem. He's on TikTok so fucking much. There is a man for him.
I don't know what the time limit is, but if you're on this app for a certain amount of time, it's like an hour, hour and a half or something. This like TikTok will pop up and it's like, whoa, you've been watching for too long now. Make sure you get some water and get some sleep.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah, I've seen it.
I had no idea.
But you still listen to instructions, which is what tells me that you're a Gen Z. The millennial in me doesn't respect authority and then just go right through that guy.
Said, fuck that, my guy. Wow. I can do what I want.
Exactly. CJ's I'm grown, all right? I pay bills. this is keeping me safe.
I can see CJ in bed yelling at the man on the other. What the fuck are you...
At least I can handle a Paloma.
Oh, I couldn't handle it.
I'll have you know, I can handle it just fine over the course of a week.
I have a nice mineral water to go with it. I'll be fine.
Exactly. It's called balance.
I'm Lennon. I am a sophomore acting major at the University of Michigan.
Go blue.
I'm from Chicago. And I guess the most Gen Z thing I did, I got up at 8 a.m. yesterday, started drinking for the football game. And
against Western,
tea or coffee, or what were you drinking? It was the morning.
Alcohol.
You know what we were drinking.
We would wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we would immediately black out.
Yeah, White Claw just came out with these new drinks. They're called the Surge Pack, and it's an 8% drink compared to a 5%. So we were going hard.
We were going hard all morning. It was great. It was a great morning.
I don't know if you remember this, Chris, but basically they reinvented Four Loko and they just changed the branding.
We're honestly having way too much fun just talking to each other and throwing literally shade that I forgot that we had a show to do.
We have to hurt each other. It's time to get the competition now.
The friendships are going to disappear right now, actually.
Yes.
Friendship.
So before we get started, we're going to give you guys a little rundown of the rules. Okay, so we're doing an old-fashioned 1950s style debate today, motherfuckers. There are going to be two teams consisting of two speakers each, okay? One team representing the Gen Zs and the other team representing the millennials. Each team will rotate being the affirmative team, so arguing for, and the other team will be the negative team, arguing against. Each team has one intro speech, and then each team also has a rebuttal speech. And then you have a combined free-for-all. A combined absolute brawl death match, okay? The intro speech is going to be 60 seconds long-ish. We'll try to keep time. If we don't, it happens. And then the free-for-all is whatever fucking happens. Each argument, if we decide, because this whole thing is to help me and Courtney because we're fucking
It's an
selfish,
episode for us.
It's for us. All of your pain will be for our benefit. If you win us over, you will get 1 point. If you happen to split the consensus between me and Courtney, you'll each get half a point. Okay.
Cool. How scary is
that? So the first topic. So Gen Z's affirmative. It was better, predominantly, growing up in the 2000s rather than the 90s. That is the topic that Gen Z is arguing for, and that is the topic that millennials are arguing against. We're going to shoot you over to your breakout room so you can discuss with each other. And we'll see you back here in 2 minutes.
You should do ASMR, just saying.
Yeah, I do ASMR moans on the side, guys. That's how I make my money.
That's true.
See you all in a second. Peace out.
Who wants to take point on the rebuttal here?
I mean, I think it's very easy. I mean, just to say zero checked bag fees. I mean, like, that in itself.
Wow.
Like... just pulled up to the airport, gate right there, hop on a plane.
Just walked in. Exactly. You can go meet your loved ones at the gate.
We did. Yeah. Exactly. 9/11.
So, it's right there.
I think that's the big one. It was all pre 9/11. The world was hopeful. You could do anything you wanted on an airplane.
There was hope still in the world. A really good point.
Yeah. You could go and meet the pilots. They give you little wings.
Wait, what do you think they're going to say?
Lies.
they're probably gonna say like they had the internet. I don't know, maybe they wouldn't even say
we
that they
had the internet.
They'll take that for granted. Like,
we had the internet, it didn't destroy democracy at the time. Like,
that's exactly it. Yeah, we just had to wait 2 hours to watch the Phantom Menace trailer.
Exactly.
True.
You guys take that time. I know your brain has to, you know, take a little bit longer to process.
Okay, look here. You just learned how to read like yesterday. So don't come for me.
It took me a while to etch my notes into a stone tablet. So.
Hi, everyone.
To etch my notes into a stone tablet. That took me a second.
I know you had to figure out your Wi-Fi issues. So.
No.
Wow. Talking a big game, Lennon.
Commence.
All right. I mean, I think it's important to note that growing up at the turn of a century, it's just, there's something about that. Just, you're entering a new era. And yes, we were born post 9/11, so we don't know a world pre 9/11. But I will say, I think in terms of our generation, we are one of the most politically active. We fight for what we believe in. But, you know, that's more, you know, political. In terms of just like growing up in this generation,
culture,
we had better fucking cartoons. We had better technology. I know you guys are playing with
let me rephrase. We had technology.
Oh, yeah. You're right. We did have technology. You're right. Yeah, I forgot. Growing up with sticks and stones is rough. But
they'll break your bones.
Okay. First of all, you were like, there's something special about being around at the turn of a century. Yeah, it's called the fall of civilization. That's what you were around for. Number one. Number two is...
Thanks to your generation.
My generation, we were in high school at the time. But nonetheless... Then we're going to go over to, we had what was called a livable wage during the time. And we had technology, or you had technology. We had technology.
I'm sorry, who's in political office making these decisions?
It just didn't destroy the economy with our technology.
Right, yeah, our technology didn't turn people into fucking morons.
We watched Blockbuster videos.
I got to start with a cartoon comment. You did not have better cartoons in the 2000s.
We did have better cartoons.
It is just,
we did. Absolutely not. No. All right, X-Men.
Talk about Codename Kids Next Door. Oh. We have the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. And you know what I'm going to name too?
Wait,
first of all, all of those
show.
Were built off of
were
our
Were you alive
shows.
When those were on? We were actually alive when the century turned over. Like, we were actually alive to experience.
Yeah, we can appreciate it.
Like, oh, it's the new century. Y2K didn't kill us, thank God.
The fact that y'all thought Y2K was going to kill y'all is just...
We hoped. Have you seen the after?
Honestly, I wish it had. I wish it had taken things down. At the time, we all would have been better off for it.
At least Gen Z is happy to be alive.
At least you guys are happy to be alive. You know what? Honestly,
that's called being young, honey. That's called being like young. A few more years,
five,
and you'll be wishing for a bus to hit you all across
the
street.
We're optimists.
Right.
Optimists.
It's okay.
One.
They haven't had their fourth cup of coffee, so they.
This was incredible. To be totally
fuck the
honest.
Podcast. I actually fuck just love listening to this debate.
Like, can't lie. Incredibly entertained. Courtney, do you have any thoughts? Because some of the things they were saying were hitting me right in the heart.
I just feel like, from a political perspective, I absolutely feel more like a Gen Z. Like, we do not let things go. Like, we fight for everything and take everything. Not personally, it's just like it means something. But reversely, like for just pure enjoyment purposes, I'm only going to agree with what the millennials were watching. What
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like they were like saying Rugrats. I'm sorry. Hey, Arnold, have you lost your damn mind?
Wait, you're saying you entertainment wise,
I love the millennials argument about.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
Fact
I was like,
we're
on the same page.
We're on the same page. I live and die for it. But at the same time, like, we're getting shit done right now. And the Gen Zers are actually, like, I feel engaged and stuff. And, you know, I couldn't feel engaged because I was 4 before, but...
I couldn't feel engaged.
The argument was growing up. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's not living now. It was growing up. Who had a better time? Who had a better life growing up?
Very real. Courtney, do you have any final thoughts? Because I think I know who I'm going with.
Should we say it at the same time? And then see if they get full points
see
or half
if it
points.
Happens.
All
okay,
right.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Millennial.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
It's okay.
See, that's what happens when you take the time to form an argument. So, like, you made fun of us.
Where was your argument? I'm sorry.
In my defense, my brain is still developing. Yours is
that
rotting,
is true.
So.
That is absolutely true. You'll get there eventually, honey.
It's still developing, and we're hurting it every second of this podcast.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. As we watch you drink from a Brent solo cup.
Okay. Right. Next topic.
Millennials, you now have the affirmative. Gen Zs, you have the negative. So, millennials, you will start. Life was better before the smartphone. Millennials, your timer starts in 5, 4.
Make sure
three,
to flip your glass
two,
sand jar.
One.
Look, at the end of the day, phones before smartphones actually had everything we needed, and smartphones have just made people stupider. Like back then, if you need to get information, you had to go to a library where stuff was published. Like that was the verification, not just a fucking blue check mark on your Twitter or on your Instagram. Like, and now we just get constant pings all the time. I mean, again, Gen Z, you guys won't understand this because you don't work. But like we now have to like, oh, we have work emails coming. We have Slack emails coming. We're getting like random things on Facebook Messenger, Instagram. It's like, no. Someone had to get a hold of me. They would just text me or they would call me. And people didn't know where I was all the time. There was a very lovely level of anonymity. Like, oh, I can just go like go about my day and no one gives a shit where I am. And it's totally fine. They can just leave me alone.
I'm going to go quickly because I have a lot of good points. I think the first two I want to talk about is safety and accessibility. Safety. No one has ever been this safe. I know you talked about not knowing where you are, but like being able to track my female friends when they walk home at night is so powerful and amazing.
Wait, that's good.
With accessibility, there are so many accessible things that we could not do before. Uber, now everyone can get a car when they need a car, especially if in danger. I think another thing is it saves a lot of paper too. We're saving the environment. Every ticket and credit card you ever had is now on your phone.
Just going back on what you said earlier, I just want to like you were like accessibility, like anyone can find you in safety. So can the government. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
And then you were like, things have never been so accessible. Everyone can like order Uber Eats. Yeah, if they can afford it.
Again, okay, like, I didn't say Uber Eats. My example, here's a better example, is Uber
Jack,
offered...
It's the hearing loss.
Uber is offering everyone a free ride to get a vaccine if they need one. That's free and accessible. And that's
but
because
also
of the internet and the
before
smartphone.
The smartphone, people actually went and got vaccines because you couldn't just say whatever the fuck you wanted on the internet and everyone treats it like it's goddamn gospel. Like no one before a smartphone was eating like fucking what's the thing right now? Like horse dewormers to try and get rid of vaccine. Like you had to get a fucking vaccine to go to school. And we all did it because we believed in science.
If you're smart enough, you're gonna look it up on Google.
Going and asking a doctor maybe to see what they think you should do.
That's what
doctors are bullshit.
That's what WebMD is for.
Oh my god, never go to WebMD. Everything's cancer, everything's chlamydia.
Chris, I think you told a little bit too much about yourself. You're like, everything's cancer, everything's chlamydia, and I was like, I don't think everything's chlamydia.
You might want to get that checked out.
It's a rough life over here for me. All right, sometimes guys.
Courtney, heard a lot.
Let's do
heard
it.
A lot of chlamydia, trying to sift through it all.
I just know that
it's a lot of information to take in.
There was one player specifically who said something that, although I know was aimed to me specifically, and to know that whenever I have my phone, I always feel safe as a woman. That was a nice point, Jack.
I can't argue on that one.
Honestly, like that's a...
He knew his audience.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I did.
As long as you have it.
I don't know, because like, I really love my phone. And like, yes.
Yeah, you do.
Has it made me dumber? 1,000%.
Yeah, but now we're all dumb.
I am a dunce. We're all a dunce, though. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. But then also, it has ruined the world. We're in the middle of a panty.
as everyone calls it.
And I just don't understand.
I think
understand.
Only the Gen Z.
Yeah,
information has been kind of fucked by these little squares.
This little brick machines. Gave everyone anxiety. And
literally, everyone anxiety.
As he picks up his smartphone, arguing against it.
just because I have to live with it.
I'm not Bill Murray. Really I don't have a fucking flip phone, all right? Like, I still need a smartphone. I mean, I want one.
These are tough ones, but I think I have my answer. Do you want to count down?
Answer.
Do you want to go on go, or do you want to go on 3, 2, 1 answer, or 3, 2, 1 go answer?
Classic argument.
Let's do 3, 2, 1 answer. That feels like
okay.
It's wrong.
That feels right to me.
Okay, we'll do 3, 2, 1 answer. We'll try it out. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1 Gen Z.
Gen Z. Yeah.
Yes!
I felt that one in my bones.
Respectable.
It was really hard. I mean, they are like they're the fucking death machines, but they also get shit done. Personally, I'm really excited for this next question. I also made a slight shift on it just to make it super Gen Z because I think that matters. Okay, so the topic is the PS2/PS3/PS4 PS5/PS5.
Game over.
The entire line of PlayStation is the elite gaming console over systems like the Nintendo 64 and Sega Dreamcast. Gen Z, you are arguing the affirmative. Millennials, you're arguing for N64 and all of those consoles of your day. Are we ready?
Okay.
I will say that the PlayStation as a franchise is the greatest gaming experience. I mean, think about all the cinematic gaming experiences that you've had on a PlayStation. PS4, PS5, all these new PlayStations. There's games that for everyone on there. You have your multiplayer games, you have your shooters, you have your single player story games. And Sony, I mean, just in terms of like numbers, they hire way more people. PlayStation hires way more people in terms
You're
of the
really
gaming industry.
About this.
Oh, yeah,
I love this point. I have never seen so much passion in my life.
And they have their own studios in which
they have their own studios
in which they're making experiences, cinematic movie experiences, movie level experiences.
Yes, Lennon. Well done. Well done.
Fantastic job.
That's my review. I'm going to stop on the floor so you can hear me.
I hear you, Jack. I hear you.
Lennon, you're talking about a cinematic experience playing game. You know what you could do? Go watch a fucking movie. They're available. I know you only watch video on your phone.
Okay,
you could just go watch a goddamn movie.
This isn't
movie.
The argument, buddy.
Doesn't matter. It's my time now. It's my time now. On top of that, you talked about like, you have a PlayStation 5. Congratulations, you were able to get one. Like, those are fucking impossible to get. You could actually get a console back in the day. Yes, I'm going to use that fucking phrase. You could actually get hold of a goddamn console. And you're talking about we didn't have variety back then. Like, we had everything. Single-player campaigns. Mario 64 is still one of the greatest games of all time. All right? You're talking about, like, multiplayer stuff. We had GoldenEye.
Oh, I want to hear it.
We had
Xbox. Tell me.
We had tons and tons of all the parties. Hey, it's my time, Lennon. Shut up. It's my time. Your job comes. I'm reclaiming my time. All right? God damn it. Sit down, youngin'. All right. The actual multiplayer gaming experience was way better when it was people in a room playing together versus just some random person you're playing with online. Like, look, I love to go play a game. I don't need to be called a fucking faggot by some 14-year-old. They might be right, but I don't need to hear it, and it's rude. Okay? It's fucking rude. I don't need that toxicity. I would rather much hang out with my friends and play like DUI Mario Kart or something like that.
Eric, I don't know.
This one's really fucking hard.
What happens if I just
because
don't
again,
vote?
Like
is
I
everybody
going to
be mad at me? we literally grew up with both.
And I
what do you
have
now?
So many nothing.
Both.
I have a job.
You have
nothing. I have a job.
Literally, what are you talking about?
Thank you, Eric.
No, I'm the opposite.
You bring my PS5 on the set? Are you crazy?
I have a gamer boyfriend. So
that's good. Good answer. Good answer.
On a consistent basis. Like, I don't.
That's true.
I don't know if I want to play Mario Kart Double Dash or if I want to play, like, I mean, I can't think of the names of the games that he makes me play with him, but I do like them.
I mean, that sounds like an argument in favor.
Both teams get a half point.
Both teams get a half point.
Yes, Lennon. Well done, Lennon. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Eric, be careful getting too granular with the math, all right? These kids don't know how to do it unless they have their phone in their hand to use a calculator, all right? So,
as Lennon picks up his phone and starts to
literally, that's only because we're theater majors.
I didn't get into this university on my academics, okay? So we'll start there.
Awesome. All right, we've got one more round until our cute little mini game. And post mini game, the game is only going to get more difficult. So focus the
fuck up.
Millennials, it is your turn to be in the affirmative. Gen Z, it's your turn to be in the negative. 90s Disney shows like Boy Meets World, Recess, Kim Possible were the elite Disney Channel shows against shows that Gen Zers grew up on in Disney and Nickelodeon. So again, millennials, you're the affirmative that Boy Meets World, Recess, Kim Possible, that generation was better. Gen Z, you're against, you're the negative.
Okay, your boy has a podcast on this entire subject. So let me start off. Boy Meets World, you have Mr. Feeny, you have life lessons, you have teaching you about bromances, we're teaching you about love and relationships. Then we go to Recess, where they're teaching you economics, sociology, Miss Grokey coming in with the real, telling you these white men be lying, these textbooks ain't real. Then you have Kim Possible, girl boss energy. We talking villains who don't know what they're doing, but female energy, female empowerment, simp sidekick up here, animal rights. Then we also have the fact that, as was pointed out, all of your Disney narratives are just reboots of ours. You had no good ideas. You had to go back to the original. Wow. All right. So Raven's Home, Girl Meets World, all of those are what we started. And then you came back and was like, what was what was quality again? Because
10
again,
seconds left.
Quality over quantity. But even what we gave you, Raven, I mean, all of our comedy, like we had Black Queens running Disney Channel and they were in.
Okay. All right. And now all since your 10 seconds are over, let me just start with a few points. That's so Raven. Kim Possible, the shows you mentioned came out in our generation. That's Kim Possible came out in 2002. That's a Raven came out in the early 2000s.
Weren't you born in 2000? All these shows,
I was born. Doesn't matter. It's in my generation, Gen Z. You're a millennial. You know,
we were on the consumer.
Hold on. We're growing up with shows like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, teaching us how to grow up as kids in a time that things are a little strange. How to be raised as young men. That's iCarly. That's a Raven. Drake and Josh showing us how to treat our family members, be a family unit, what it's like to be a sibling growing up in this new generation. And if you know what, iCarly, who teaches us that show, taught me so much about how to go and just do what I enjoy. A group of kids that put on a show together just because they can, and they get, you know, sometimes they get into
situations. And they live without their parents.
They live
without
their parents.
All right, open free for all.
Okay, first of all, lack of parental supervision.
Okay,
that's
irrelevant, CJ.
Lack of parental presence.
I want to talk to one of CJ's points. CJ said that we're retelling the stories of their time. We've been retelling stories since the day this earth was born. There's only
rebooted the property because your properties were shit.
Our shows are being rebooted.
You can't claim ownership over a show that aired before
you can't claim ownership over stories. There's only seven freaking stories.
It was on when we were kids. You were literally a zygote when that
fucking aired. Let me ask you this.
So you don't get to own that one.
Did any of your TV characters go to college or did it quit? Ours went to college. We got to see them grow up.
Ours went to college. Fucking High School Musical. All of them went to college.
That's not a TV show. But it is now.
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah, but that's
what is that? That is a reboot? Is that a reboot?
This is a reboot. This is something that came out during our time.
This is
10 seconds left.
I just feel like it's important to note that some of the greatest animes of all time also came out during our generation. If you're anybody's
we're talking Disney.
We're talking about Xbox.
And
I need to turn on. Wow. I need to turn back on the AC. It's getting hot in here.
Get sweaty.
Hold up. I gotta take my vitamin gummies. I gotta.
Eric,
show them your weakness, Lennon.
My vitamin
B12. My answer.
Wow.
What are you feeling?
I am once again incredibly conflicted, but I'm not going to do the cop out this time, and I'm not going to cut my points into a quarter point here and 0.33 points here. I'm not going to do it. No, but I have my answer.
You do
have my answer. Yeah.
All right. Countdown in 3, 2, 1, and then say it.
Me. I hate this.
I know. I don't even like it. I don't even like what
I don't
I'm
like
about
picking.
To say because I don't fully agree with it. I know. Okay. That's maybe what we've decided. Okay.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, millennial.
Millennial. Ew.
I hate it.
Oh, fuck you, Eric.
I know. It was the flashbacks of what the shows were about.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you're a little bit older than us.
Of our old shows.
But
you guys were born in 2001. Say, you could not even see
exactly.
The shows. Yeah.
I didn't even bring that up. The fact that you were like, it was our generation.
We're going to do a fun little round of some mini games. We are going to start with a mini game called, it's the same mini game for both rounds. When we say blank, you say blank.
Yeah.
We are going to start
blank.
With millennials, and then we will move on to the Gen Z. So for example, when I say, what's your favorite food? You say, and the two of you on the millennial team will say your answer at the same time. With that said, There's no space for discussion or like go, you know what I mean? It's just a rapid fire round just to get us back up, get that energy back up, get that dialogue going.
Never a good
idea. Back in. I know. Never a good idea. No room for the discussion. I couldn't imagine.
I think it's more like the spur of the moment.
Yeah, no, no.
As two people who live in the closet for a long time, like,
exactly.
It's a trap. Can't say anything.
It's a trap. I said too much. Yes.
All right. Are you guys ready?
As ready as I'll ever
ready.
Okay. Lord help us.
Here we go.
Yeah.
When I say best Pixar film, you say
Up.
Incredibles.
Oh. When I say best Disney film, you say
Lion King.
Lion King, yeah.
When I say best childhood snack, you say
Gushers.
Dunkaroos.
When I say best childhood YouTube video, you say
I didn't have YouTube.
Shoes.
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 Oh my God, shoes.
Shoes. When I say biggest positive cultural movement, you say
Obama presidency.
I don't know. Pimp slapping people. I think we need to bring that back. That's one that I want to bring back. I don't know if it's happened yet.
Gen Zs, are you guys ready?
Sure.
Ready? Okay. When I say social media, you say
community
activism.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, God.
And first of all, they had time to think on that answer.
Okay.
We said these were spur of the moments. No, no, they had time. But then also, that is such a bullshit answer.
Bullshit. That is bullshit.
The youths need
activism. Community.
When I say best Pixar film, you say
Ratatouille.
Okay, they need different questions. Like, how do they get the same questions?
It's a time for discussion, CJ.
When I say best Disney film, you say?
Lion King.
Frozen.
Okay.
Oh.
When I say best childhood snack, you say?
Funyuns.
When I say
Cheetos.
Best childhood Cheetos. YouTube video, you say?
The Harlem Shake.
Oh, Gangnam Style.
Those kind of childhood.
Just
kind of childhood
times.
For you too?
Yes.
Childhood.
When I say biggest positive cultural movement, you say
March for Our Lives.
The climate change movement.
All right. Eric, do you want to give them one more debate question of your choice out of our options that we have?
Oh, I want to just add an addendum to mine because I said pimp slapping people, but I think when I'm recontextualizing, what I think I was trying to say was consequences. You know, consequences to your actions.
There we go. That's
what I think is like the best social movement going on right now.
We'll let you have it. We'll let you have it.
That's respectable. Yeah.
I do have a question. I do have a debate topic that I want to bring in. And we'll see what the fuck happens. This is going to be affirmative for our Gen Z team and the opposite for our millennials. So affirmative for Gen Z. The Marvel movies are a better mainstream obsession Harry Potter. That is the affirmative. This 5 second brief moment of silence is the only time that you had to think about this. And we're going to jump right into Gen Z, giving your opening argument starting right now.
I'm going to start off.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think the culture of Marvel is absolutely insane. And the amount of TV shows that come from these, like this movie sequence is just amazing. That's all I know about the Marvel movies. Lennon,
I will say that, in terms of a franchise, the Marvel movies are higher grossing films. So that's objectively speaking, they are doing better in the box office. I will also say that with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it sort of created this shift in the industry as a whole, which you guys are aware of. We're all in the acting industry.
Okay, so first of all, let's just talk about the communal aspect of Harry Potter. Like, not only did it bring an entire generation together, to this day, people identify. It was a unifier, whether or not you were in this class or that. There's no, like, whether or not you're a Avenger or a Guardian of the Galaxy. There's none of that. It's all everyone for themselves. Mm-hmm. You talked about diversity. Cho Chang was a main character from the very beginning. We don't have to wait We didn't have to wait to the 9th, 20th, 17th book to meet an Asian character. We had her from the get-go. So, and then also Magic was, again, right there in the very beginning. We were expanding the universe. We talk about expanded universes. Ours started off being like, you think this universe is everything? No, we got a whole bunch of other stuff that we can introduce you to.
This was a time when you would get midnight releases for books. Like, really think about that. Like,
you have to explain people, books. Okay, books okay, are pieces of paper.
It's bound together with words in between. But they, like, oh, you would get people lining hours to go for a book launch, which, like, genuinely, that will never, ever happen again in the world ever. It never happened before that.
I think you're happy to forgetting that Marvel, as beyond the cinematic universe, for 70 years has existed as a comic book.
We didn't forget, but how long did it take you to get your movie series? We got ours immediately.
It's actually 60 years, because Marvel, most of those comics came out in the 1960s, so you might want to do your homework first, Junior.
Well, I wasn't alive. Hey, I wasn't alive then. Tell me about it later. What I'm just trying to get across is that Marvel has been around for generations. There were TV shows in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. You talk about
Harry Potter.
For all the audience out there, reminder what Chris said. I love Marvel.
Time.
Wow.
Quote.
I'm so happy that's how we ended.
I'm sorry, though. Eric, you picked a phenomenal
fight. Just blood. Yeah. With just blood. Oh, wow.
I couldn't.
So for me, personally, this one was cut and dry. So, like,
what?
This one made a ton of sense to me one way or the other. What about you?
If I use my cop out,
no, then you are not allowed. This is the last question.
Do I go with the heart or the logic? What are you going with?
Gosh.
The heart or the logic?
I'm not telling you what I'm going with. I'm telling you I'm going with my cut and dry, obvious, no questions asked answer.
Okay. Are we ready, Eric, on the count of three?
I'm ready. Right.
3, 2, 1.
Gen Z.
Oh.
I really thought you were going to do the other one. Holy shit.
Yeah, for me, there's no competition. Marvel wins every time.
But just childhood, bringing myself back to youth, what do I want to claim? Knowing that I get to claim Harry Potter as the one that started it all.
Hello.
I'm going to watch Marvel over Harry Potter. But what started it all?
To be fair, like we already have the ruling, and it's kind of been like a tie. But I agree. I think that just objectively speaking, Marvel movies are way better. I had to argue for Harry Potter, so I did. But Marvel movies had a way better cultural impact. I do like the diversity. I do think that I will go see a Marvel movie hands down, no matter what. Harry Potter also has like the unfortunate attachment of JK at this point in time.
I know.
Overall, Marvel is like doing better and Harry Potter really dropped the ball. But again, I think Chris made a very good point that Harry Potter like defined fandom.
It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad to have to argue. No. I love Harry Potter to the day I die.
I'm a huge Marvel person. Like, look, you want to see my bias? Like, over here on my desk is, like, Shang-Chi Lego. And these are all Marvel minifigures that just came out. Like, I am a Marvel person through and fucking through. But I have to admit, like, nothing was like Harry Potter when it was, like, at its peak, there was genuinely, I've never experienced anything like that, including
Marvel to this day. It was my first Marvel midnight premiere.
Day. Absolutely.
My favorite memories are just, like, ABC's 25 Days of Christmas watching those Harry Potter movies. Oh my God.
Yeah. Current experiences. You don't even memories. That's going to happen in like a month.
You probably you probably didn't have to do this. Like, Chris is a really good point. Like, I literally like stayed up at a bar, like put my book on reservation to like get it in time. I had a very like religious mother, so I wasn't supposed to be reading Harry Potter. So like I was like sneak reading, like under the covers, like reading this book because it was
like
so
Harry. Engrossing.
Yeah, it was very much like
we all had really intense, wonderful childhoods, and we all grew up. And I'm really happy that we all had this moment to come together However, there was a winner. This was not a tie.
There was a winner.
There was a winner. We had to add up all the half points and all the quarter points and all the points. But the winning team for this debate, I mean, me and Courtney will have to decide later whether or not these scores mean that it's going to change anything about what we think we are.
No.
But the team that won our favor more by 1 point, one full point, was the Millennials.
Yes, it's called an argument, baby. Okay. You'll learn one day, Lenny.
I will say it took adding up a bunch of half points to get there, but like, you guys, it was a great game.
That's what happens when you grow up in an era where you weren't allowed to be like supportive and emotional. Everything was an argument, right? This is a carry through.
I'm glad we presented an opportunity for you to express yourselves.
Exactly. Yes.
Before we let you all go, we want to give you guys a chance to shout out whatever projects you're working on, plug your social medias, say whatever you want to say, plug a charity, give your Venmos. We don't give a fuck. Yeah, really quick. Let's start off with the winning team. Our millennial. Who wants to start?
Take it, Siege.
All right. You can catch me at I Am Not Your Oreo on TikTok. You can also catch me at Bruh Meets World podcast, where I talk about episodes of Boy Meets World and how they have stood this test of time.
And that's why you won.
Oh, yeah. That question was made for
me.
And a shout out to my boyfriend and my dog, Logan.
Shout out.
He won the shout out.
Yeah, I am Chris Lord. You can find me at Lordifer on Instagram. It's like a combination of my last name and my first name, Lord Ofer. It doesn't make sense, but I go for it. And then in terms of shout outs, I also have a podcast, but I'm actually going to shout out my new podcast that I do for work because it's like way cooler than the one that I do personally. And it's X-Ray Vision on Crooked Media with Jason Concepcion. And it's super, super fun. And go check that out. We just did episodes on the Phase 4 of Marvel, and then also on Shang-Chi. So once again, showing my Marvel bias, despite my Harry Potter fervor.
You can find me on Instagram at Lenin_Izquierdo. It's hard to spell, but L-E-N-I-N _ and then Izquierdo. I would like to...
That's the one that you...
I was curious about that too, CJ.
Okay, Izquierdo. I-Z-Q-U-I-E-R-D-O. There you go. But also the shout out to the UMich Theater Program for always...
Yes, go blue.
Yep, providing us the platform to be able to reach our dreams and futures. But come
Gen
see shows.
Z to the fullest ability.
Go blue, baby. Go blue.
Jack, you want to let us know who you is?
Yeah, I'm Jack Weaver, and you can find me on Instagram at John Jack Weaver. You can also find me on TikTok at Tiger King Musical because I'm writing a Tiger King musical.
Yes.
So go that follow that.
Amazing.
I'm just saying.
Subscribe.
You should follow us on TikTok.
Immediately. Subscribe.
Follow us on TikTok. I also want to shout out Eric for inviting Lennon and I onto this podcast.
Yes.
And shouting out everybody else to the millennials. I talk a lot of shit, but you guys are cool. You guys are cool.
Such a pleasurable experience.
This is super fun. I've always joked like I wouldn't know what to say to like a Gen Z. Like what would I talk about? And this has proved me wrong.
You would just attack them and hurt their feelings.
We bring people together one episode at a time.
We tear them apart to bring them together.
Exactly. It's all love.
Well, for everyone listening, you can follow us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. And please follow or subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on, Apple, Spotify. And you can follow me on Instagram at Eric. What is my Instagram handle?
God damn
Courtney
you, Courtney.
Bell. I don't think I changed it this week. Courtney Bell, Courtney with a K. L with four L's, but if I change it this week, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to listen to next week. And
20 episodes in, we have never, ever once gotten
never know.
Instagram
I don't know.
Right. My Instagram is at Eric M. Myrick. Thank you all so much. This is so much fucking fun.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Yes, thank you, Eric.
And see everyone listening next Tuesday.
Bye.
Yeah.